You're listening to New Technia. A black hole far from its galaxy's center gave itself away by shredding a star. Astronomers found a million solar mass black hole more than 30,000 light years from its galaxy's center after it tore apart a passing star. The event offers a new way to find displaced black holes, although the object's origin and the frequency of such wanderers remain uncertain. A supermassive black hole normally hides in the center of a galaxy. This one was found more than 30,000 light-years from the middle of its host, and astronomers noticed it only because a star wandered too close and was torn apart in a brilliant flare. The 30-second summary. What happened? Telescopes detected a star-shredding flare on the outskirts of a galaxy about 750 million light-years away. Why does it matter? The flare exposed a roughly million solar mass black hole in a place where such objects are difficult to find. What is the catch? Astronomers have established its off-center location, but its history and the number of similar hidden black holes remain uncertain. Key number. The flare occurred more than 30,000 light-years from the galaxy's center, farther out than any previously confirmed star-shredding event of this kind. A cosmic flash in the wrong place. The discovery began in November 2025, when the Zwicky Transient Facility, a survey that repeatedly scans the sky, spotted an unusual brightening in the galaxy Wizia J014656.04-152214.7. An artificial intelligence system picked it out from roughly 500,000 changing sources detected by the survey each night. The event, named TDE 2025 Abkar, became brighter in ultraviolet light than the rest of its host galaxy for several months. At its peak, the flare radiated with an estimated brightness equivalent to about 10 billion suns. Its position was the surprise. It sat far outside the galactic nucleus, where astronomers normally expect a supermassive black hole. Follow-up observations from the SOAR telescope in Chile examined the spectrum of the light. NASA's Neil Gorell's SWIFT Observatory added ultraviolet and other measurements that cannot be obtained as effectively from the ground. Together, the data supported the conclusion that the flare was a tidal disruption event rather than another kind of stellar explosion. How a dying star revealed an invisible heavyweight. A tidal disruption event occurs when a star passes close enough to a massive black hole for gravity to pull much harder on its near side than its far side. The difference stretches and breaks the star. Some of the debris heats up as it falls inward, producing a flare visible across hundreds of millions of light-years. The black hole itself does not shine. Without fresh material falling toward it, an isolated object on a galaxy's outskirts can remain almost impossible to detect. In this case, the doomed star briefly acted like a signal flare marking a black hole estimated to contain about 1 million times the sun's mass. SWIFT measured the hot emission at roughly 30,000 degrees Celsius. The combination of location, brightness, temperature, and spectral features allowed the research team to rule out competing explanations and identify the event with confidence. Why would a giant black hole be there? Large galaxies usually contain a supermassive black hole at their center. Computer simulations have also predicted displaced black holes, especially after galaxies merge, but quiet examples are difficult to count because they emit little or no light. The team proposes two plausible histories. The black hole may once have occupied the center of a smaller galaxy that is now merging into the larger one. Alternatively, a complicated collision involving several galaxies and their central black holes may have pushed the lightest member far from the new center. Neither scenario has been proved for this object. Calling it wandering describes its unusual off-center status, not a direct measurement of it moving freely through the galaxy today. A new search strategy for hidden black holes. Before 2024, confirmed tidal disruption events had been found in galactic nuclei. A more recent event was located about 2,600 light-years from its galaxy's center. TDE 2025 ABGR extends the technique to more than 30,000 light-years, showing that searches do not have to concentrate only on a galaxy's bright core. This matters for understanding how galaxies grew. If displaced black holes are common, they could preserve evidence of earlier mergers and help researchers reconstruct how smaller galaxies and their central black holes combined into the systems seen today. The Vera C. Rubin Observatory should find far more short-lived changes across the sky, while NASA's planned Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope will survey distant galaxies from space. Their data could turn isolated discoveries into a population that astronomers can compare statistically. Before we overstate the result, this is one event, so it cannot establish how common displaced supermassive black holes are. The black hole's merger history is inferred from plausible models, not directly observed. Its mass, temperature, and distance depend on astronomical measurements and modeling, each with uncertainty. What happens next? Astronomers will keep watching the flare as it fades and search archival and future survey data for more off-center events. More examples would reveal whether displaced black holes usually retain traces of a former dwarf galaxy or travel through a larger galaxy without a visible stellar companion. The central lesson is simple. A quiet black hole can hide almost anywhere until gravity delivers something to eat. By widening their search beyond galactic centers, astronomers now have a practical way to uncover a population that theory predicted but telescopes could rarely see. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.